Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right. He also texted me and said he could come on, and I just ignored it. So, DZ, if you're listening, rest your voice and go away. Thank you. Okay, the question of the day today for everybody is, have you ever had an internship? Now, I have so many questions for you guys. I want to know about your jobs. I want to know if you ever had an internship or an apprentice. And then I actually want to know what you actually did after. Did you follow through with your internship? I had all kinds of internships, and I did nothing with any of, none of them were in radio. The irony in that. I actually just got a job in radio and started working, but I had internships at a mall. I interned in the marketing department of a mall. I thought I might want to run the marketing department of a mall. How random is that? That was a long time ago. I interned in an office setting. That wasn't very fun. So I want to know what you guys did. Have you ever had an internship? And if not, what would have been your dream internship? Maybe you didn't get one. Maybe you applied for one and didn't get it. 414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number. 414-533-1037. Seriously, I want to know, what is your internship that you had and are you still doing it? It can be an apprenticeship because I know a lot of us do other stuff too. Or maybe you didn't get one and you're mad about it. Talk to you next. 414-533-1037. Good morning.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, today we're talking internships. I want to know, have you ever had an internship? And if not, what would be your dream internship? And what did you actually end up doing? Emily in Milwaukee texted in. She said, I interned as an independent doctor chart filler, or filer maybe, and then I became a medical interpreter. Okay, that's interesting. And then somebody else wrote in and said, I worked on a cruise ship and would suggest all people get it on. Oh, that's interesting. All right, Justin's in West Dallas this morning. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning. How's it going, Justin? What's going on? What was your internship that you had?
So I worked at a company that manufactured orthopedic surgeon tools.
Oh, like knee replacements and like hip replacements, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, and like spinal, anything that had to do with like any spinal surgery.
Oh, did you want to do that for a living?
No, absolutely not.
And what did you become? What do you do now?
So now I'm a PM for a telecommunications company.
Oh, okay. So then how did you end up in the internship in the orthopedic stuff? How did that even come about if you didn't want to do it?
So it was something that I did right out of high school in between like high school and going to college. And it was something that actually my high school principal helped me get. And it was supposed to be kind of like a nice segue into that industry. But honestly, all I did was the grunt work.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what the internship is. You go in, you figure out if you want to work in this kind of environment. You don't get to do actually a lot of things that are that cool. Some people do, but very rarely, you know. And then you usually go work in something else anyway, like you, Justin. That's wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that, Justin. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye. Somebody else texted in. They said they interned at GE Healthcare working on MRI machine manuals as part of their college scholarship. Oh, now that she does healthcare administration. Elizabeth texted that in. I love that. 414-533-1037. We're discussing, have you ever had an internship? What did you do and what are you now? I'm dying to know. We're going to talk about it next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Today we're talking internships. I want to know, have you ever had an internship? And if not, what would be your intern dream job? I also want to know what you became afterwards, because that's always funny to find out. I interned here. Like I said, I interned in a mall. I thought about being a marketing director of a mall. How random is that? Back when malls were huge. And I ended up in radio. Go figure. So let's start this morning. I've got Kayla in Milwaukee. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Hi. What was your internship?
So I interned one summer in college for the Special Olympics, the back end with organizing the contact information of places to ask for donations and that stuff. But I became a special ed teacher.
Oh, okay. So you were in the right field. No, it all goes together, obviously. I mean, 100%. Right. So that's interesting. But you know what was probably crazy? And you can admit it, working on the back end of a fundraiser or an event is way different than being on the other side of it and just showing up and coming. It's a lot of work. You know, it's a whole event.
Oh, totally.
It's crazy,
like,
right?
I literally spent the entire summer organizing the contact information of all of the places they would ask for donations.
Yeah, it's wild watching some of my friends who have nonprofits run these events, and they spend an entire year working on one event. It's wild, you know? So I get it. Well, look at that. Well, look at you. So you interned with Special Olympics, and then you became a special ed teacher. So it actually led, and you learned a lot in your field and got to do more. That's cool. Well, thanks, Kayla.
Great.
Well, have a good day.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Our regular, she's got her own theme song. She called 5 days in a row. Let me find it for you, girlfriend. Oh, here it is. Lori in Cedarburg. I could have my Gucci on. Lori, good morning. I'm dying to know what you did for an internship. What was yours?
So when I was going for my associate's degree in criminal justice, I interned at Summerfest Security.
You interned at Summerfest. This is a good... Wait, but security must have been the worst. And why?
No, it actually wasn't that bad.
It was good?
Because I got to see, like, Kid Rock. I got to see Kenny Chesney play.
Oh, smart. You got to be in a venue where you got to see people. Ah, I got that.
Yeah, we rotated each stage, so we got to do all the different parts of security. So it was a lot of fun. I stuck there for 3 more years afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of still applies to my current job.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does. What is it you do again, Lori? I was like, you always talk about your self-defense stuff. I mean, that would go with the security. What do you do again?
I work in healthcare. I work as a check-in person for a specialty, but I'm going to take my current degree I'm working on and build my program, take what I learned in public safety, imply that to all healthcare.
But you can always take somebody down, which is the best part, because you were an intern at Summerfest in security.
Yes.
That's amazing, Lori. Somebody texted it and said, I interned as a wedding planner and I'm now a daycare director. Oh, the irony in that one. And then somebody else said, I did an ICU nurse internship, then became an ER nurse. That's really cool. I love hearing some of these. Don't you, Lori? Like seeing what you guys did and then what you became. You know what I mean?
I know. My life goals have changed like probably 10 times.
Yeah, 100%. And that's okay, because you got some people work their whole lives and don't know what the hell they want to do. And that's okay, too. So, Lori. Yeah, exactly. Keep trying. Try something else. If you got one life, it's now or never. It's not like you're coming back to try it again. So do it now. All right, Lori. Have a great day, girl.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, today's comes from Michelle, who wanted to enter the Kiss Protection Program and does not want her real name used because she's thinking about doing something naughty to her neighbors. Here's what she wrote in. Allie and DZ, am I the jerk if I put up thorny bushes to get rid of my neighbor? Which really made me go, what? You can always submit these, am I the jerk, at 1037kissfm.com, or send them in our DMs. This one Facebooked us. She said, I bought a house a few years ago, and ever since I moved in, I have been cleaning up dog poop and dog toys in my yard. I do not have a dog. I have never had a dog. I'm very allergic to dogs. So since I've been working from home more, I've noticed my neighbor in my backyard keeps playing fetch with her dog in my yard, and I wouldn't care one bit if there was no dog poop in my yard or she cleaned it up. Even the toys I can deal with. When I go out there, she grabs the dog, runs inside, so I can't even ask her not to let the dog poop in my yard in a polite way. It is now to the point where I'm working and I notice that she's in my yard, so I open my shades and she runs right inside right away. This is scandalous, this whole thing. Oh my goodness. So she wants to know, would she be the jerk if she puts a bunch of thorny blackberry bushes or rose bushes so they could not enter her yard? A fence would not work with the hill, she said. Michelle. So she wants to know if she should put up thorny bushes. Well, if she's the jerk, basically, if she does that. She's going to put something up that's basically going to hurt the neighbor, is what it sounds like. And she wants to know if that's okay. She has tried to confront her. The neighbor always runs inside. Is Michelle a jerk if she puts up blackberry bushes that are thorny or rose bushes so her neighbor cannot come in her yard? I have no idea what you guys are going to say. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Michelle wrote in. She wouldn't know if she was a jerk if she puts up thorny bushes to get rid of her neighbor. Because her neighbor keeps bringing the dog in the yard. And every time she tries to go out and say something, the neighbor runs inside. I just want to see this in real time. I want to see the neighbor literally run in the house when she tries to come out and confront her, because I just have the funniest vision in my head. Let's start this morning with one of our regulars. I'm very excited she's back because she's always got a great opinion and she's got a lot to say. Welcome back, Amelia Milwaukee.
Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. Okay, Michelle wants to know if she's a jerk if she puts up thorny bushes to get rid of this chick in her yard. What do you think?
No, not at all.
No.
Because why is the lady running? Why is she running?
Right.
She knows she's doing wrong.
Right. It's the weirdest thing.
And she should go knock on a door, like, I need to talk to you. Because what's she going to do, run out of her house?
No, but what is... She could definitely not answer, though, which is what we all do anyway.
I'm like, I know you're in there. I just want to talk to you.
We have
a bill camera, but you know what? Since you don't want to come talk to me, I would appreciate it. I'm warning you. I'm telling you this. Please pick up your dog poop.
Amelia, you're the one who's hoping for the Ring. You hope the Ring camera's there so you can talk into it and give her a good talking to, right?
Yeah, but I don't think she's a jerk because obviously she's been trying to talk to the lady. The lady's being a coward running. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people are going to talk to you cordial.
Right.
They're not going to sit there and yell at you. Who knows? Maybe that lady's done wrong in the past and got snapped on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's a jerk because at the end of the day, that's her property.
Right.
And at least be responsible and be respectful and clean after your dog.
Yeah, I feel like she's tried everything. The fact that she goes out there and she was ready to be polite and the woman just runs in is just the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So, yeah, I'm with you. Okay,
yeah.
Amelia says, not the jerk. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, girl. Bye. Maggie's in Sheboygan. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Hi. Do you think Michelle is a jerk? She keeps having these problems with her neighbor. She's never owned a dog, and every time she tries to confront her, she runs in the house. So is she the jerk if she puts up these thorny bushes?
No, she is not the jerk. I actually think she should pick up the dog poop and put it in the lady's yard.
Oh, that's not a bad little spin on the whole thing. Okay. Okay. Pick it up and put it in her yard. Why not? And where is the woman's yard? Like, why is she not in her own yard? That's the one thing you're actually making me think about right now.
Right.
You know? Are they backed up to each other? I don't know. Okay, well, you said not the jerk. That's two. Let's see if it's going to be a clean sweep with our third caller. Thanks for calling, Maggie.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Last but not least, she's a regular. She called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Welcome back to the show, LaToya in Milwaukee.
Girl!
Hey, LaToya, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, so both of them said not the jerk. What do you think, LaToya?
I think that she is not the jerk. Oh, my God, can I talk?
Yes. We all have these days.
Answer too. But no, yes, she is absolutely not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
What both of the first two callers said, I agree with the second caller. I said that I will pick up the dog poop and I will put it in her yard. I am a dog owner.
Yep.
I have two dogs.
Yep.
And never, ever, ever, like, if one of my dogs were to poop and I didn't have a bag, like, I would go back.
Same, LaToya. Absolutely. Yes.
I would, I don't know if you've seen, like, the videos of, like, people, the porch pirates where they're stealing people's packages.
Yes.
I would wrap the poop up and put it on her porch and, like,
LaToya, that's a good one. LaToya said, I'm not just going to put it on the porch. I'm going to take it up a notch. I'm going to wrap it with a bow on it and make her think it's a present, because it is.
She is wrong. I mean, she knows she's wrong because she's running right with her.
And honestly, I don't know why Michelle wanted to be anonymous. I'm like, just stand on it. You're not doing anything wrong here. The neighbor's the weird one, you know?
The neighbor needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely needs to go. LaToya, it's a clean sweep today. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. I love it. Not the jerk. And I think everyone feels that way today because, I mean, seriously, she's trying to confront her. She's even trying to communicate with her and do the right thing. And it's not working. So that's it. Michelle, you're not the jerk. You can always submit them, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. 103.7 Kiss FM. That guy's going to be in town July 6th. I cannot wait. The Kid Laroi. That's him and Bieber. Oh, boy. I can already hear the people. Hold on. I can hear my winner. Lori is in Milwaukee. Hey, Lori.
Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm good now that I finally won.
Woo! You're going to see the Kid Laroi when he comes to town, and I am so excited for you. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I'm working.
Ah, boo. You know, DZ lost his voice. That's why he's not here. Yeah, that's why he's not here. He lost his voice. Two Bucks games in a row. He's on the radio. It was enough. He's got nothing left. And he left me I should play it on the air, the voice memo he sent me this morning. It's hysterical.
Whispering.
He's like, do I sound like Barry White or do I sound like something else? I might actually play it on the air. But congratulations, Lori. You're going to be going to see the Kid Laroi at the rave. So have fun there.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Hold on. I got to get some more info from you, okay?
Yep.
Oh, I missed that song. 103.7 Kiss FM. That's Doja Cat and SZA. Kiss Me More. And SZA's coming to Summerfest June 22nd. I cannot wait. And we're giving away tickets all week. John's in Maguanago. Good morning, John.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing in Maguanago? You're out there, boy.
I am dropping my daughter off at school this morning, and she is thrilled. She's very excited.
Oh, she's excited? Well, she should be, because you just won tickets to see SZA.
All right. Woo! Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I got to ask, John, you've obviously been to Summerfest, right?
Of course.
Oh, thank goodness. There are people that live here that have never been. It blows my mind every time. So what is your favorite thing about Summerfest?
All the free stages, all the bands, all the days. It's great. I love it.
It's nice. The free stages is we really take it for granted if you're not careful, because you can just walk up and down all day, have a great time, music, and
absolutely
switch stage to stage. So we love it. So congrats. You're going to see SZA. Hold on, John, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
You're so welcome. We'll have another pair tomorrow morning. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning. So DZ has lost his voice. It happens when you do what we do for a living. I've had many a times where I've lost my voice. He had two Bucks games, because you know he works for the Bucks. He's an in-game host for the Bucks. You've seen him at those games. And then he works on the radio with me every day. So I told him to go away and leave me alone and rest his voice. Because you know DZ, he tried to come in. He's like, honey, come. That's fine. I'm like, go home. Leave me alone and stay away. He's not sick. He just lost his voice. So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But I wanted to talk to you guys today about something I was thinking about. And I feel like we all do this. Do you have, hear me out, just hear me out first before you judge. Do you have things that you cook pretty regularly, or even that you've cooked a million times that you still have to read the directions to? I'm talking about something as simple for me is mac and cheese. I was thinking, how many times have I made mac and cheese? I make it for my kids. I made it growing up. Who doesn't love mac and cheese? But I still have to grab the directions when I'm making mac and cheese, as if I don't know it's butter and milk. It's never how much. I'm telling you, every single time I've made macaroni and cheese a million times, and I'm still reading the directions. So I want to know, what do you guys cook where you still have to read the directions? And some people don't even use that. They just guess. They go, I'm cooking with my heart today. Well, good for you. That's not me. I don't need that. What's something that you've been cooking or you cook all the time that you basically need to look at the recipe? I feel like mac and cheese is the best example I can give you of something I do. If you call in and say pasta, I will try my best not to judge. I promise you, okay? But I want to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. And why is that? Why is it I've cooked macaroni and cheese a million times and I still have to look at the box every time? Unbelievable. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning. DZ lost his voice. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, but whenever he gets it back, he'll be back. I'm talking about things that I have to constantly look at the directions when I cook, no matter how many times how many times I cook them. Macaroni and cheese was my example. How is it I've cooked it 9 million times and I still have to look at the box and try to figure out what the recipe is? Dana's calling this morning in Port Washington. Hi, Dana.
Good morning.
Good morning. What is it that you still have to look at the directions even though you've cooked it a million times?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza's a good one. I do the same thing.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed every single time.
You shouldn't be embarrassed, Dana. I promised I would not judge on this question. Because somebody somebody texted in and said microwave popcorn. I swear it changes every time. So that's kind of similar to the pizza.
True.
Is it the time or the temperature for the pizza that throws you off? Or all of it.
Temperature, typically. Both. I'm going to admit it. Both.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The only reason I have the pizza down is because Owen, my 12-year-old, loves frozen pizza. He eats a Jack's pizza. He'd eat them every day if I let him. I don't. But he always goes, Mom, can I start the oven for a pizza? And I go, yeah. And then he goes down, 425. Otherwise, I would have no idea. I would have to look like you every single time. So.
Well, and I'm with you on the mac and cheese. It's ridiculous.
Why is it? I mean, you know how many times we've cooked it. Why do we still look at the box? I don't get it.
I don't know. Because we're probably losing our minds on everything else.
Exactly. Well, Dana, thanks for calling in and sharing what you still have to look at the directions for. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I see all your texts coming in. You can always text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said hamburger helper stroganoff. They said I made it 100 times. It never changes, yet I always look and it never changes. I used to do that too back in my hamburger helper days. I haven't made it in years now, but it was the same thing with hamburger helper. I loved it and I could never remember how much went in. You can always share what it is that you still read the directions because I'm getting a kick out of these texts. Somebody said for me it's rice. Anna in Milwaukee, come on. 103.7 Kiss FM.